Welcome to the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast, exploring sacred sexuality, activating life force, and empowered transformation. These intimate conversations take you under the sheets with faculty from ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts. I'm your host, Usha Rose, organizer with ISTA. I am happy to welcome Orr Corin onto the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast with me today. Orr Corin is an international facilitator based out of Israel and has been teaching with the ISTA community since 2017. Orr is the founder of Quantum Being, leading deep and powerful journeys to integrate the heart, spiritual sexuality, and consciousness. And today we will be exploring the theme of embracing totality.
Embracing totality.
Yeah. Welcome, yes. Orr. Thank you for being with me today.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's dive into embracing totality. Give us a little intro. What does this mean to you?
Okay, let's start. Let's take the word totality. It's like, you know, it's a word, and many times we use in words, but we don't really check in what's the deep meaning of these words, and especially what is the deep meaning for us. Okay? So for me, totality, it's about allowing myself to bring my vulnerability and to share my authentic feelings in the present moment as much as I can, because I found that when I'm doing that, I can create intimacy. And when I feel intimacy in my life, in my daily life, suddenly my life become more meaningful. So in a way, embracing totality, it's, for me, it's a key to live a meaningful life, to learn how to do it, and to actually walk this path of vulnerability and authenticity.
Beautiful. Yes, I love it. Would you be willing to dive in even more to what intimacy means?
Like in a spiral, we're going slowly, inside.
Yeah.
I will share with you something, with you and with our listeners, about, it was in 1997, long time ago. I was a young soldier in the army, and I was in a special unit, and I was in a war. In that time, it was in the south of Lebanon, in Israel, north of Israel, south of Lebanon, and I got hurt in that war. I got a bullet in my leg, and I was the medical aid man in my unit, and a friend of mine got a bullet in his heart, and I just saw him in his last moment. It was a very, very strong moment. And I remember that I saw all my life, you know, like in the stories, I saw all my life moving like a movie in front of me. And I got an insight that I'm here to love, but I don't know how to do it. But I knew one thing. I don't want to fight anymore. I want to learn a new way. But this authentic feeling of I want a change came with the kind of a big gap of how to do it. I don't know how to do it. And that moment opened a door for this long and maybe endless investigation of what is the meaning of intimacy, what is the meaning of love, and, you know, like to ask this big question, why we are here. And when I finished my army service, I went straight to China. I ran away as far as I could. from Israel, from the army, from the war. And I found myself in a Chinese monastery, Kung Fu Chinese monastery in China. And I felt that's a good place to start and ask those questions, but not from a mental point of view, like from the body, because everybody spoke Chinese. No one knew English. So I couldn't speak with anyone. I could just copy movements and learn Kung Fu and start to connect to my body in a new way, a non-verbal way.
Mm.
And that was a moment, or it was a long moment, a year of learning how to listen more with my body and starting to use its wisdom. And in a way, we can say that this is a way to create intimacy between me and my body, between us and our bodies. And when, again, we're talking about embracing totality and we're talking about vulnerability and about intimacy, first of all, it's about the ability and the courage. In a way, it's the courage to turn in the light, like the light of the eyes, that usually really kind of, they turn out and like we kind of take in information from outside, to turn the light in and to start and to connect, or maybe we can say to reconnect to our sources, to the wisdom of the body, which talking to us in a different language. And for me, this is the key to create intimacy that later will lead to sexual intimacy, sensual intimacy, heart intimacy, emotional intimacy, many kinds of intimacies.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, it was a long answer to short question, but in one sentence, intimacy, it's about the ability to listen to the sensations in the body. This is what allowing us to live in intimacy with ourselves, first of all.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love this explanation of intimacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for elaborating on it. I think it's important because I find reality and the way you've elaborated on it is really so much more, gives us such a broader perspective of intimacy that I really appreciate and agree with you 100%. And about the courage to turn inwards and be intimate with yourself and really listen to your body and the wisdom there as the foundation of creating intimacy with the self.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
And the thing is, why we need courage for that? Because yeah. There is no guarantee. When I started this journey, I thought, okay, because I have many fears and I'm in post-trauma from the army service and so on, maybe if I walk this path, I will get rid of my fears and I will be like just in bliss or in the light and less in the shadows. But actually, the truth is that this path is allowing us to be more free. And the freedom is not freedom from fears, it's the freedom to meet our fears. And that's why eventually this beautiful journey brought me into Ista and into these sexual processes, because mainly I feel like the core, the roots of our fears starting there, in this first chakra, in this sexual area. And when I started this journey, I didn't think about sexuality at all. For me, it was only about, I just want to get rid of my fears. That's it. Can someone help me, please? And step by step, I understood that when I'm learning how to listen to my body and how to listen to my emotions, it's kind of like a map, like a GPS that bring me step by step all the way down. Mm. And that's why, in a way, for me, what Ista bring and all this sexuality and shamanism processes are inviting us, it's for beautiful integration that bring the whole of us, which is including sexuality and the physical body and the heart and the emotions and our consciousness. And only when we kind of holding all of them together, we can feel whole. We can also feel the meaningful of being a human being, a vulnerable human being in this life.
Yes. So good. Mm. Thank you. So many gems.
Like, so... I remember when I met you for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at you and I thought, wow, what a mystery. Yeah. There is a mystery there. Yeah. Because like I saw layers. I saw like the layers of you that it's already kind of connected to her body. And I saw the level that already have some practical knowledge of how to use the emotions and how to work with the sensuality. And I thought, that's an interesting person, because I see like the whole parts and they communicating in like inside of the body. I could see how you communicated, or how your parts communicated insidely. Mm-hmm. And for me to teach people and to support other beings of like learning about those centers and how to dancing with all of them, maybe it's the aim of life, of how to live as a whole, mature, integrated human beings.
Yeah, exactly. A whole integrated human being connected to all the parts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel very similarly. A lot of, like you, a lot of the work I do is about embodiment. Like, how do we inhabit this body and integrate what's going on internally, somatically, with the brain and the heart and the sex? It's like, how do we bring it all together for wholeness? Yeah. So beautiful. Yeah. So tell us, how do you work with people around this? And what are the first steps for those wanting to experience this level of intimacy with the self and integration with the wholeness of the being?
Yeah, and that's a big question. There are steps. And the left side of the brain, the left hemisphere, really like steps.
Yeah.
The right side is like, let's live in unity, let's be one. But the left, like, let's do it step by step. Yeah. So maybe if we'll kind of use the left hemisphere, we need to understand that we, because of our past traumas and because of our lack of education, we need to, when we choose to walk with this path, we need to do it step by step. We can't rush ourselves, because if we will go too quick, then our defense mechanism will block our evolution, because it in some strange way trying to saving us from something really, really bad or really, really dangerous. Yeah. So the first step is about being in the body and bringing the heart. Yeah. So if, for example, I will take it into a personal meeting, two people are meeting together. Yeah. Maybe let's say blind date. Yeah. I'm in a blind date. So for me, the first step will be to be in the body and to bring my heart. And only when I feel present and I feel that my heart is beating, I can go to the next step, which is maybe bringing my vulnerability and also invite the other side, the other person, to share his or her vulnerability. By sharing our vulnerability, we're really opening the door for this intimacy. And it's something that maybe this is the most precious thing that human being can do one to each other, that we can do in a social meeting. Otherwise, we read just blah, 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 and then we're going home and nothing happened.
Yeah.
But if you really can look into one each other's eyes and to see the pain and the loneliness that we are holding inside, we can then, only then we can really make a step toward one each other. So this is the second step. First step is being in the body and feeling our hearts. And, you know, in Ista and in my training, there is a lot of exercises and ceremonies that kind of teaching us how to actually be in the body. Okay, in a very practical way, feel gravity. Yeah, put your hand on the heart. Connect to your breathing. This is the most simple things. And then how we can do another step without disconnect ourselves from this body and from this heart, because this is what's happening many times. In the next step, we are disconnecting ourselves in order to get somewhere. So the second step is about actually slowing down and bringing the intimacy level higher by sharing our pain, by allowing ourselves to see the other person. It's not about being a victim or trying to show or to share my traumas from my childhood. It's not about that. It's just about to admit that actually I'm vulnerable and actually I don't know what will be tomorrow in my life. I can aim to something, but I don't know what will happen. And actually there is a part of me that it is in terror. And at the same time, maybe there is a part of me that it is in deep surrender. And I can embrace both of them. This is about embracing totality, actually. Thank you. Now it came. It's about holding, you know, both sides, the yin and the yang. And the duality and the non-duality at the same time. And that will lead us to the third step, which will allow us to bring sensuality, but to bring sensuality in a way that is nourishing. How we know that our sensuality is nourishing? If in the end of a meeting, whether it's my partner in the last 20 years or it's a one-night stand, if in the end of the meeting I feel full of energy, I know that the intimacy meeting, I know that the sensuality experience was nourishing. If in the end I feel like empty, it's a kind of a mark, a yellow mark for me to check what was wrong, what happened that in the end of a nice experience, I'm not full of energy, or I'm not happy. Yeah? And it's easy to say that, but the practical way is to slow down and to go into physical connection only when we are in the body, when our heart beats, and when we allow ourselves to see the other person's vulnerability. And this is what I'm curious about in life generally, like how to create spaces for people to discover their body, their vulnerability, and the way to bring their sensuality without kind of skipping those steps in order to really be whole and to find a deep experience of, again, being a human body. So, yeah, the practical way to feel emotions, to cry, and to share our hearts.
Beautiful.
And I know that as far as I remember from our last talk, like you also, like in your way, you also like you leading people inside to their body.
Yeah.
Because this is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. I think having self-awareness and connection to the body is a necessary foundation for authentic connection with another being, like to really have authentic connection that's coming from my truth and my embodied sense of self. It's from that place, there's a richer playground for us to explore how we come together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with that in mind, this is a beautiful roadmap of connecting to another being that you just laid out, like being connected to your breath and your heart, being vulnerable, and from that connected place, exploring deeper. And what about just, you know, what is the path into the self? Like before we even get to connecting with another being, how do we become more integrated and whole within ourselves?
Yeah, it's like I told you before, the first step is be present and feel your heartbeat. Okay, some people like you know, like spending lifetime too. Practice and find how to master this ability of being present in the body. It's something big. For me, the way in, it's by really learning how to walk with our emotional body, first of all, because and this is also what I'm teaching in quantum being, which this it's a deep process of a deep emotional process that lead us to connect to those shadows that usually we hide inside. You know, in the quantum physics, they found that there is a layer between the atoms and the subatomic particles. If you go back, there is some layer that it's kind of connecting between the matter and the energy. And between, you can say, spirituality and the matter. And this layer is a very interesting layer. They call it the quantum level. It's those subatomic particles that when you just experience them, they behave like waves, like an energy. But if you try to measure them, suddenly they behave like small particles. And in a way, those small particles, this quantum level, it's we are made of this quantum level. We are made of atoms, and those atoms, if we go inside, we will find this quantum level. And if we will go deeper, we will reach a place which is just pure energy. But this quantum level, if we learn how to walk with it, it will show us how to connect the matter and the energy, not as a theory thing, as a practical experience, but as a practical experience. And as far as I understand it, this quantum level in the body is the emotional body, because we can feel our emotions in our physical body. If I feel stress, I can feel it in my body. If I feel fear, I can feel butterflies in my belly. If someone insults me, I can feel this kind of a stone in my throat, whatever. Okay, if there is anger, I can like feel it in my solar plexus. I can really feel in the physical body. I can feel my emotions in my physical body. But at the same time, if I'm asking myself, what are emotions? What emotions are? Yeah. Are they made of quantum particles? Are they made of hormones that running in my blood? If there is fear in my body, Is that adrenaline that's running in my blood? And because of the adrenaline, I feel my heartbeat and I feel like kind of heat running in my muscles and I want to fight. What was before? Like before I felt the fear, or before my body start to release adrenaline into my system? If I feel in love and there is some dopamine that's running in my blood, and I feel this feeling of, I want more, I want more. What is the egg and what is the chicken? No, like,
yeah.
In, in, Is that the same in Hebrew? Maybe the same in English. You know, the egg, the chicken. What was first? Does first we are in love with someone, and only then there is some dopamine and some other hormones that's running in our blood, or maybe first there are some hormones, and then we feel what we are interpreting as I'm attracted to you or to someone. And that's a big question. That's mm-hmm. a big question. And the way to answer it is not by getting the right answer. It's just by experience the emotional body again and again, and to learn how to go into the senses without judging them. Because if we're judging our senses or the information that we get in from the body, it's we're doing the this we kind of holding the potential of free flow of and we holding or we are kind of putting up the handbrakes of the natural changing of emotion in our body. Like in quantum physics, if we're trying to measure the quantum particles, suddenly they behave like matter. So we also, the idea is when we're going into the emotional body, we want to learn how to meet it as a sensation, as an information, and without interpreting it with our left hemisphere. And this practical practice is the key to go inside and to start and learn how to work with our emotions. It's an endless practice, and there is many ways that teaching and giving us tools for that. There is not one way, but yeah, I developed one of them.
Yeah. Wow, I love this correlation you've made between quantum physics and emotions, and gives me another insight into how I'm viewing, you know, it's like the physical matter, the sensations, the emotions, the mind, how it's all interacting and being expressed in our life, in our body. Yeah. It's simple and also complicated.
Yeah, it's simple. It's if we try to explain it, it might be complicated. But
Right. Actually,
it's very, very simple. It's just about allowing ourselves to feel. That's it.
Yeah,
there is pain. Allowing ourselves to feel pain. What might help us is to ask the right questions. It's to ask questions that leading the information from the body to the consciousness and not the opposite. So if, for example, I feel fear in my body or stress or anger or passion or sadness or happiness, whatever, if I feel any kind of emotion, I can ask myself, where do I feel it in the body? Is there some movement? Can I identify it? And then I want to go inside and listen instead of going up and asking myself, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. Or what does it say about me that now I'm experiencing anger or passion or fear? So we just want to ask the right questions. And the right questions are questions that bring in the information from the body into the consciousness and not the opposite. And only by doing that, we already supporting the quantum level, the energetic consciousness in the body to naturally flow in the system and to balance ourselves with our inner intelligence. And this is the practical way, and this is the key.
Yeah. Yeah, so asking the right questions that take us into the body and into the experience, as opposed to questions that activate the intellect, the analytical mind that's trying to explain and understand why or who or whatever. So these questions that we're asking, will you elaborate a little more? You said, you know, what is the movement? What is the sensations? What are some other questions that are gonna give us answers from the body and the body's wisdom?
Yeah, I really like to ask what is the volume of the sensation, like between 1 to 10? And people actually, it's like it's always surprising me. I'm always in a hole. Like when people actually looking in, like listening inside and telling me, this anger now is about 7. Like I can feel the volume of the anger. And between 7 to 8, and they can actually, we can actually feel it, and then it's what we need to do is to be with it, and to feel this 7 in the body, and let it flow, and then it might get stronger, and like a wave, because quantum being, like the quantum particles are like got this wavy. In nature, so like wave, if we feel an energy, we feel an emotion, we want to let it reach the top, because then like a wave, it will start to melt naturally. We don't need to change it. We don't need to heal it. We don't need to try to solve it somehow. All that we need to do is to learn and to allow ourselves to feel it and to be fully present. Like a date, like we just like the example I gave with someone, it's actually to do it with ourselves, first of all, to create an intimacy with that sensation and to be with it. And then naturally something will happen.
I do a work very similarly, these somatic based processes. It's like, okay, what is this, like even being able to identify the sensations and put words to it, like, oh, it's a tingling, or it's warm, or it like sometimes there's a vision, like what does it look like? Oh, it's like cloudy in my chest, like I feel like there's a rain cloud, or a lot of visions often come, and what does it sound like? Just like really exploring, like being present with that sensation and giving it more space to breathe and to be without trying to change it or push it away or explain it.
And then in the quantum listening, what I like to do, like the next step is actually to say, now imagine yourself that you become like a tiny particle of awareness. And I'm inviting you to jump and to sit in the sensation, to sit in the body and to feel the other particles that vibrating around you. So if till now we were kind of observing from outside and looking in, now the invitation is like, if for example, this, let's say sadness is a pool full of water of sadness, go and sit inside the water. Let this water to go into your being. Allow yourself to be wet. Feel the water. Feel it from the inside. And then each time a magic happens. And maybe this is part of of what we are kind of exploring together in this field of shamanism and sexuality. But it's beyond terms and beyond words. It's just in the like in the bottom line, it's just about being with my sensations, being with my pain, being with myself, with whatever is alive within me right now. And it's not easy, but when we're learning this and we kind of getting more mileage with the ability to be in intimacy with ourselves in those moments, we can open the door to intimacy with other people, other beings. And in a way, I like to say that sometimes penetration, you can make love with someone, but it doesn't mean that you allowed him or her to penetrate your heart. And it doesn't mean that you are penetrating the other person's heart. And this practice of meeting our own and challenges, which might hold a lot of pain inside, but also a lot of beauty and life force. This is really kind of guiding us from inside to the ability to be penetrated by life.
Mm.
Not all like in a partner might represent life. Yeah, this is what we're doing many times in the sexual shamanism. We're using the work in sexuality. It's not about become the best tantra lover. It's in the bottom line, it's how to make love with life. How
yes.
to penetrate with my consciousness, with my life to love, to life, with love to life. And how to allow life to penetrate me, whether it's pain and whether it's pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the secret.
Yes.
Of freedom. And maybe this is that's kind of closing the loop, the circle for this embracing totality thing that we started with. What is embracing totality? It's about the ability to penetrate life and to allow life penetrate us, whether it's pleasant or not. Like the freedom is the ability to freedom is about surrendering. That's it.
Yeah.
As far as I see it.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, what you're saying, like being willing to experience whatever it is, whether it's pain or whether it's pleasure. And I want to, you know, elaborate on that and saying, you know, that unless we can experience like all of them, like go into all the feelings, like being willing to face what's painful or what's sad or what the anger is, you know, without being able to experience that, we limit ourselves to experience the vast amounts of pleasure and joy and happiness. And the more we can be with one, the more we can be with them all. And that's the embracing totality. It's like being open to the fullness, the full spectrum of all of the sensations and emotions.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks for putting it in your own words. I really like it.
Yeah, and I love the theme of penetration. That's something I was reflecting on a lot actually recently as well. Like, what does it mean to be penetrated and to penetrate? And I so much agree that it is that like being open to the vulnerability, the rawness of experience of life. To allow it really in, to surrender to all of it. Yeah. Really love sharing on this subject with you.
And I really feel that we are kind of a very similar point of view and also way of working, way of this way of approaching these things, kind of.
Yeah, very similar approach. Somatically based exploration is a way of cultivating intimacy with the self so that we can have more authentic connection with others.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, feels like it's coming to completion for now.
Yeah,
is there more you want to share about quantum being or embracing totality?
Well, just to say maybe again and again and again that as far as I see it, the main challenge in our life right now is to deal with loneliness and stress.
Mm.
That's it. And part of life is to experience loneliness and stress. This is part of life.
Yeah.
And when we learn, there are many ways how to embrace those places, we can really experience also the depth, mystery that life can bring us, the beauty. The beauty of being human beings that live in a community. And maybe part of my passion these days is about how to take this self-development, about to take our self-evolution processes and to put put ourselves together and see how we can walk this path, our own individual path, as part of, I want to say, a bigger flow of consciousness, a bigger field with other friends, with other beings. Because I feel part of the aim of this evolution is not only about our own development, it's also about learning how to do it together. But it can happen only when we learn, first of all, how to connect to ourselves. Otherwise, we're running away from our loneliness in order to, it looks like we want to do good things out there, but actually there is kind of a gap that we are trying to skip, or jumping above it. And yeah, maybe words of conclusion, let's connect to ourselves in order to walk together. You know, there is a beautiful saying, I think it's coming from one of the African tribes. The saying goes like that, I am because we are. I am because we are. Yes.
Beautiful. So
maybe this can be also kind of a prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer to our journey.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks, yeah. Usha.
Yeah. Thank you, Orr. And if our listeners want to find you or learn more about your offerings out in the world, where can they do that?
And they can find me on Facebook or on my website. You can just write Orr Koren in English, and then you will find me on the web. And over there, you can find all the details about the upcoming activities.
Awesome. Thank you. And a tradition on our podcast is a few rapid fire questions to be answered in fewer than five words. If you were a piece of furniture, what would you be?
A green carpet.
Great. What is your favorite time of the day to make love?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. What does freedom mean to you?
To poo without squeezing.
And what are you reading right now?
Actually, right now I'm reading I'm reading Bach, Bach the musician, Perlode in C major. This is what I'm reading right now. I'm learning how to play it.
Right, piano. Beautiful. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Orr. It's always a pleasure being with you.
Thank you, Usha, so much for this interview and for this time. I'm very happy.
Yeah, me too.
I love you.
I love you too. Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast. To find out more about ISTA's retreats, online festivals, or to work with our faculty, visit our website, ISTA.life, or find us on Facebook at ISTA.life and on Instagram at ISTA_tribe.